This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. On this archive edition, we have an interview with jazz singer Jimmy Scott. But first, Kevin Whitehead has a review of Scott's new CD. Jimmy Scott made his name with Lionel Hampton in 1950, singing the ballad Everybody's Somebody's Fool. As a solo artist, he recorded for a variety of labels through the 50s and 60s, then gradually fell into obscurity until he was rediscovered in the early 1990s. David Lynch used him on the soundtrack to the film Twin Peaks, Fire Walk With Me, and he recorded some high-profile records featuring pop songs for Warner Brothers. His new CD is a more straight-ahead jazz program. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says, this time, Scott's really in his element.
Blue skies smiling at me, nothing but blue skies do I see. Blue birds singing their song, nothing but blue birds all day long. Never saw the sun shining so bright.
That's by far the fastest number on Jimmy Scott's new CD. And even there, he tugs against the beat to make the tempo seem slower. Most of the time, for Scott, dead slow is full speed ahead. It's like he lives in the cracks between the beats and the spaces between syllables. He'll stretch out a word the way Henry James extends a sentence.
Imagination. It's funny, it makes a clouded day sunny, makes a bee think of honey, just as I think of you. Imagination is crazy. Your whole perspective gets hazy. Starts you asking her Daisy what to do.
Jimmy Scott's attempt to make time stand still is a metaphor for one thing that makes him special. He inherited Kallmann's syndrome, which prevents the onset of puberty and the change of voice and spurt of growth that go with it. For a long time, he was known as Little Jimmy Scott. That condition gives this 50-year veteran of show business the voice of a world-weary boy. An air of freakishness hovers over his art. Not for nothing did David Lynch have him sing the immortal Sycamore Trees in that Twin Peaks movie. But Scott has carefully honed his instincts for selling a song on the installment plan. When his voice cracks or he wavers on a long note, the high drama he brings to the slow burn is no kid stuff. He's always on the brink of going too far, but too experienced to let that happen.
How far is the journey to be where you are? How long is the journey? Would I cry party is the ocean. How high is the sky?
Jimmy Scott is a riveting live performer, as anyone knows who's seen him, in a moment of ecstasy, throw his arms wide and shoot his shirt sleeves 14 inches out his tuxedo cuffs. His new CD, Mood Indigo, which is on Milestone, is closer to the spirit of his live sets than some pop-oriented records he made in the 90s. His road band, The Jazz Expressions, plays on a couple of tracks, but mostly he's surrounded by name guests, including pianist Cyrus Chestnut, alto saxophonist Hank Crawford, and guitarist Joe Beck. The Toots Thielemans clone on harmonica is Gregoire Marais. But it really doesn't matter so much who backs up Jimmy Scott. When he has a spotlight, he commands your attention so completely, the band just melts away.
Kevin Whitehead is the author of New Dutch Swing. He reviewed Mood Indigo, the new CD by singer Jimmy Scott. I spoke to Jimmy Scott in 1992 at the beginning of his comeback, following a long period during which he rarely performed, and when he did, it was likely to be at a CD bar. Here's the title track of his comeback record, All the Way.
When somebody loves you, it's no good unless she loves you. All the way. Happy to be near you when you need someone to cheer you. All the way. Taller. To go deeper than the deep blue sea. That's how deep it goes. If it's real, when somebody.